God is jealous for His name. You see, God is the only true God. And His revelation to man is in His Son, Jesus Christ. Nobody can know the true God unless he knows the true Son. In John 14 and verse 6, he reminds us, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is absolutely no way that you can be a Christian unless you believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the virgin-born, sinless Son of God. Oh, you say, well, I believe it's a God up in heaven somewhere. We're all working for the same place. That's a dirty lie of the devil. Nobody's working to go to heaven, and if anybody is, he won't get there. You don't work to go to heaven. It's a gift of God. You could not earn heaven. There's nothing you could do to deserve heaven. You've got to receive what Jesus did for you on the cross. But here's a person who says, well, I believe in God, but I just can't believe this thing that Jesus Christ is God's Son. God's jealous about that. God is jealous. He's jealous for His name. That's why God tells us we're not to yoke ourselves up with religions that do not believe in the deity of Christ. If there is one criticism I get, and there is one. Every once in a while somebody will say to me, Brother Hiles, I hope this doesn't hurt your feelings, but somebody said something bad about you. Oh, that's too bad. Remind me to worry about that a few seconds someday. But now, if there's one criticism I get, this is it. Brother Hiles criticizes other religions. Now, there is not a person in this house, and I challenge you to tell me, who has ever heard me criticize a church or a preacher who believes that every word in this Bible is the Word of God and that Jesus Christ is the virgin-born, sinless Son of God. You've never heard me. And if I stay sane, you never will. Now, some of them young people, some of them criticize me. But as long as I stay of right mind, you'll never hear me criticize a Bible-believing preacher who believes the verbal inspiration of this book and the deity of Jesus Christ and that Jesus Christ is God's virgin-born Son. No, I'm on their team. But if a man stands behind a pulpit and poses to be from God and poses to be a man of the cloth, does not believe every word in this Bible is of God, he's a hoax, a fake, hypocrite, a liar, a cheat, and I'm going to expose him. Now, you say, I don't like that. Then you figure out the best way you can to lump it. I'm not criticizing, listen, I'm criticizing fakes and liars and cheats. Bible says, if a man come to you and bring not this doctrine, don't let him in your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For if you bid him Godspeed, you become partaker of his filthy deeds. The Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, he said, if there come unto you and bring not this doctrine, let him be accursed. He said, if an angel from heaven come and bring not this doctrine that Jesus is the Christ, let him be accursed. He said, if something happens to me and I come back and preach anything apart from the doctrine of the grace of God through the deity and the death of Christ, let me be accursed. And may I say, my precious friend, God is jealous when somebody stands up and says, well, it doesn't matter about the virgin birth. It does matter about the virgin birth. Somebody stands up and says, well, let's all be loving. Yeah, you want to love the devil and all his angels in hell, don't you? The honest, simple truth is that I don't think God wants us to love everything. God doesn't want us to love this heathen, atheistic philosophy going through our college universities today. God doesn't want us to love the hippie movement, the communist movement, the anti-God movement, the anti-Christ movement. The honest truth is, when God looks down from heaven and God sees someone that does not declare that Jesus Christ is His Son, God says, I'm jealous about that. Now, you don't like what I'm preaching, but one of these days you'll wish you'd liked it. Because one day, God is going to call your name as sure as I'm an inch high, and as sure as this pulpit is before me, God's going to call your name, and you're going to stand before Him who made you, and you're going to heaven or hell on one basis. And that basis is, did you accept Jesus Christ as the incarnate Son of God who died for your sins and bore your sins in His body on the tree. And if you say, I do not believe He's God's Son, if you did not get born again, if you did not believe the deity of Christ, the inspiration of the Scripture, then you are lost. And God, a jealous God, will be a consuming fire full of vengeance toward your soul. God is jealous about that. He's jealous about it. Once again I say, nobody's ever heard me criticize a preacher who believes the Bible. But if I could tonight, and I say this with all the sincerity of my soul, and I say it full well knowing that people will walk out of this building and hate my insides because I say it. By the way, I'm going to preach some Sunday night here, it may be next week, on who hears me preach. Who hears me preach? You come here and hear a bunch of folks say amen and nod their heads. You don't know who sits in these pews on Sunday. You don't know what happened last Sunday night after the service. You don't know the people who come here and leave in fury. But you can leave in fury if you want to. But I'll be honest with you. If I could tonight, we had within my power to empty every building in this city calling itself a church, pastored by a man who does not believe every word of this book is of God. If I could, I'd empty every building for good. Now, if that be treason, make the most of it. If that be hating other religions, make the most of it. Now, get it right. Take notes on it. When you get on the telephone tomorrow, call your neighbor and be sure you tell him exactly what it is. I love the liberal, but I hate his doctrine. I hate the doctrine that says Jesus Christ was an illegitimate child of a lady who had an affair with a blonde German soldier near Nazareth. I hate that. I hate the doctrine that casts reflection upon the verbal inspiration of this blessed book. I hate the doctrine that says that Jesus is not the virgin-born Son of God. I hate the doctrine that casts reflection on the deity and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And by the way, for your little information, my little pussyfooter, God hates it too. God's jealous for His name. Some of you folks come tonight, you'll be glad when it's over. And if you weren't, I'd be disappointed. If you can go out and live like the devil all week, not read your Bible, curse God's name, tell smutty stories, go to church every once in a while, criticize gospel preachers, not believe the Bible, don't read its pages, never talk to God, never cleanse yourself in the world, and come to a service like this and enjoy yourself, I think I ought to hit the mourner's bench when the service is over. God is jealous!